Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Max 6 Entrepreneurial Center right here in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. And today, we're going to do just that as we connect with the town of Queen Creek. We're very excited to have on with us today the Downtown Development Manager and Communications and Marketing Manager. Please welcome to the show Jennifer Lindley and Constance Hollinen-Wilson. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm excited. I kept joking while we were in the green room. I'll call it that just to sound official. But I kept joking that, Queen Creek is so far from where I am here in Tempe on the Broadway Curve. I also live in the Ahwatukee Mountain Park Ranch area. But that's not really the truth anymore because we have so many great freeways and road access. And let's see, the last time I was there was just at Schnepp Farms for, what is his name, the most recent concert. The actor. Why am I forgetting his name?
The Yellowstone guy?
Yes, Kevin Costner. I was just there. And of course, the Olive Garden is there and Encantara community. Like those are my kind of when I think of Queen Creek, right? That's where I go. I hope I'm hitting the right area. But let's back up and let's have you each introduce yourselves. How is it that you came to the town of Queen Creek and the role that you serve? And what do you love about being there? And then we'll get in a little bit further about some of the topics we wanted to talk about and share with our listeners today. Jennifer, would you start for us, please?
Sure. Jennifer Lindley, I'm the Downtown Development Manager for the town of Queen Creek. I've been with the town of Queen Creek for just over 7 years. I absolutely love what I do there. I focus really on the downtown area. Previously, I was in a similar role for downtown Chandler. So I kind of breathe and just love the downtown world and have always had that focus. Certainly, probably the best thing about Queen Creek is kind of what you touched on, all of our amenities. We really have a wide variety of activities that you can do and participate in Queen Creek.
That's what you guys are known for, right? The place to go and just feel like you're part of a family, and almost that rural feeling, but also small town Arizona feeling too. That's at least the vibe that I get when I'm there. And I just, it's a great place to be.
That's exactly it.
Constance, how about you? Tell us a little bit about your role and how you landed there and what you love so much about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Constance Hollinen-Wilson. I serve as the Communications and Marketing Manager for the town of Queen Creek. I've been here for just over 6 years. And prior to working for the town of Queen Creek, I was actually doing communications for the city of Apache Junction. So similar to Jennifer, I love communications and I love the municipal world. I think that there's a lot of great things happening in cities and towns across Arizona, across the United States. And I just feel really honored to be able to share all the great things that we have going on in Queen Creek. And I know that we'll be talking about that this morning. So I'm excited to share some of the excitement that we have. And what I love about Queen Creek is actually what you guys just hit on. So we're a growing community. We have a lot of dynamic things happening. We have a vibrant downtown, thanks to Jennifer and her team, a lot of interest in Queen Creek, but we also still have that small town feel, that community, if you will. So our residents are really engaged. Our businesses are still actively participating in events. So while you have all the great amenities and the proximity, so to your point, Queen Creek is not that far away anymore, and that's really exciting with all the roadway connectivity. So we really are able to balance that proximity and that growth and all bringing things to Queen Creek, but still having that close-knit community and really engagement from our residents.
And the Gateway Airport is how far from y'all?
Oh, it's just on the border.
Yeah, so right there. And the more and more I see flights and I'm checking for flights in comparison to the Sky Harbor Airport, it really is holding its own gateway. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So and actually the town, I don't know how much you get into the airport, but it's actually joint owned by the East Valley communities. And so we are part owner of the airport. So we love sharing all the great things that they have going on. And they have more and more destinations that they're offering. And it's convenient and it's close and it's a great option for the East Valley.
I love that. So since we're on the topic of growth, really, and, landing on the map, can we talk a little bit about I want to talk about the history at some point, but since we're there, since I brought up the airport, what's exciting that's going on? What are you noticing that's happening? What are you driving, right, as leaders in the community? So just get us caught up on what's next for Queen Creek and what's happening right now.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start. So Just a tidbit that I like to share with people. 7 years ago when I started with the town, I think our population was around just around 38,000. Today, we're at approximately 68,000 residents. So we have seen extreme over to see more and more coming into the town. Our population is expected to grow and increase 34% within the next 5 years. And our ultimate population when the town is at build out is anticipated to be at 175,000 residents. So as you can tell just from those numbers, we're growing rapidly and we're trying to keep up with all that growth and bring different amenities and retail components into our town. We have really strong demographics in the town of Queen Creek as well. So we're a young population and we're highly educated. I like to throw this fact out just because I think it's really interesting. Our household population income actually exceeds nearly every city in Maricopa County. We sit right at 105, just over 105,000. So that's a very interesting fact that tells us that our residents are highly educated. We have a young population and they're also, high income earners. With that, I mean, we are poised for transformative growth. Our economic development team is obviously working on a number of large projects to try to keep up with all that's going on. Bringing in, one of our exciting projects right now is just bringing in a Costco to the community. While other communities might not see that as a big win, it is a huge win for the town of Queen Creek. And we're really excited to work with Costco and have a place for our residents to be able to shop at those types of establishments. Constance, did you want to add anything?
No, I think just to piggyback off of what Jennifer said, we really try to listen to our residents. And I think that speaks to the engagement. We recently finished our 2021 citizen survey, which as a smaller town, we can still do things. We still have a pancake breakfast where we hear from our residents and we heard loud and clear, our residents wanted a Costco. So while we definitely try to diversify those big box opportunities, and then Jennifer, I'm sure we'll talk more about the downtown and getting those mom and pop shops in, our residents let us know loud and clear that they really wanted a Costco. And so our economic development team has been working closely with Costco for many, many years. And we're very excited to see that project come to fruition and just speaks to our ability to connect with our residents, hear what they want to come to the community. Obviously we can't directly control that, but through the great relationships that our economic development team has in the business world, this is just one example of bringing something that we know our residents want here to Queen Creek.
It's so important to involve the community, right? Whether you're sitting on a board or a chamber or a council or serving in a municipal capacity, the residents and the business owners, even if something doesn't come to fruition, they want to know you're out there trying to figure it out for them. So kudos to you for being such a visible force and really willing to hear what they say and stay extremely involved in the community to find that fine balance between small town feel, we're a tight-knit town and community, and we have all of the things that you need to stay here and grow your families and be successful in life. So I love hearing that. I am very excited to hear from Jennifer about the downtown area. And as Constant kind of teed up for us, we've got the Costco coming in, but what's happening in the downtown area as it relates to growth and really giving, small business owners an opportunity as well and everything in between?
Sure. So just as we're seeing throughout the community, we're also seeing a lot of interest and growth happening within our downtown. So several years ago, the town of Queen Creek got its first craft brewer. And so we recently, it's been several years now, but Old Ellsworth Brewing is kind of in the heart and the anchor of our downtown world, which is really exciting. Several years ago, our town council was also very strategic in acquiring property. So they were acquiring some parcels of land in order to eventually issue requests for proposals, which allows us to partner with developers and kind of really strategically ask for specific things and bring in the types of developments that we want to see in our downtown core. So we have been issuing several of those parcels through the RFP process, the request for proposal process, and we hope to issue several more in the coming years. Just like downtown Gilbert in the Heritage District, Their town council also did that several years ago as well. And so that helps us strategically get those developments that we want to see. And I think that in the next several years, we'll see Queen Creek growing and the downtown core really flourishing in that realm.
I'm trying to picture the downtown area. What are the crossroads? Where does it run?
So we call it Ellsworth Road. We have two Ellsworths. So we have Ellsworth Loop and then we have Ellsworth Road. But just right at the heart of our downtown is really Ocotillo and Ellsworth Road.
Okay.
And so if you could kind of picture that intersection, that's where old Ellsworth Brewing sits. We really have kind of built out or planned to build out from that core.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you had experience with Chandler and the downtown Chandler area. For me, I've been here since 1979, went to high school here in Tempe, and I've loved watching, right? Tempe is kind of a whole thing and it's to itself because it's a university city. But Chandler and the town of Gilbert, you mentioned, to have watched them grow. And I'm going to guess, would you say like the last 15 years where it's really just popped? I got to believe that that's very exciting for you guys as you're creating your own atmosphere and your own unique feel for the downtown area.
Yes, I like to tell people, so just to kind of put it into perspective, Queen Creek was incorporated in 1989. So when you look at our community, we're still in the early stages of growth and development. Whereas when you look at downtown Chandler and you look at downtown Gilbert, they're 100 plus years old. So they've had that time to really build what is established today. I think Queen Creek has a really unique opportunity in the sense that we're able to proactively look at what those communities have done well and take those things and aspects of their community and really put them into place and set infrastructure, some of our businesses, and what the policies and procedures that we're doing in our downtown, and really set those in place in order to accomplish what we want to in the future.
I love that history. 1989? I was already graduated from college by then. So, and I don't feel very old, even though I am, but that really puts in perspective. I love that comparison because the other towns and cities that you've mentioned have been here forever. And this is a newly incorporated town. Fantastic. Can you help me with the borders? Does Chandler border Queen Creek? Are they bordering cities?
So I'll jump in there, but no, they're one of our neighboring communities. And so Queen Creek has, of course, like every community has some rough boundaries to help give people an idea. But generally, Germain is our northern boundary. Power is our western boundary. On the east side, Ironwood generally is our boundary. And then on the south side, Empire or Hunt Highway is our boundary. Again, there are some areas that go outside of that, of course, but that's just to sort of give you a perspective. And just to, again, add to what Jennifer was sharing, I think that something that Queen Creek has really been focused on and our council has really been insightful on is really investing in that infrastructure. And we could talk a ton, and hopefully we will a little bit later, about some of the additional infrastructure we have going on. But several years ago, they invested in the downtown core. So as Jennifer said, Ellsworth Road and Ocotillo. So they made some strategic investments in those roadways. And then also just really creating a sense of place that we're looking to create. So building those walkable areas. We put in a pocket park on the northwest corner. So we have Old Ellsworth Brewery on the southeast corner. And then on the northwest corner, we have a nice sense of place. So our town center fountain, on the back of our town center fountain, we have a dedication plaque. As we've talked about, we're a very young community, and we're so fortunate that our founding fathers, those of them who are still with us, are actually still very actively involved. So we have Mark Schnepf with Schnepf Farms, still actively farming and creating one of our unique agritainment destinations. He was one of our five founding fathers and actually the first mayor of the town of Queen Creek. We have Steve Sossaman, who was also a founding father for the town of Queen Creek. He has Sossaman Farms, still an active farm here in Queen Creek. And then Paul Gardner, who is still actively involved in our infrastructure with our water department. So when you look at three of our five founding fathers who are still with us, not only did they pave the way in 1989, they're still creating a unique place in Queen Creek. So we talk about our agritainment destinations and our infrastructure, and it's just so awesome that our three founding fathers are still so engaged and so committed to the town of Queen Creek.
And Arizona at large, right? I mean, you're very fortunate to have their they're, you know, you're their home base. But we, as Arizonans, are so proud of everybody you've just mentioned. Agritainment, is that how you said that word? I'm going to have to look that up in the dictionary if it's even there yet. I know what that means because I've experienced it. But for our listeners who may not know and haven't made their way into Queen Creek in a while, let's invite them in. What does that mean? And what does that mean for the town of Queen Creek?
Yeah, so it's essentially entertainment plus agriculture equals agritainment. And it's a term that we use a lot in Queen Creek. And sometimes when we say it, we realize that the others that maybe don't hear it all the time don't know what it necessarily means. But we have a very strong agritainment destination and tons of destinations and a lot of amenities in our in the Queen Creek area. Some of them you've already mentioned, Chinette Farm, Fossman Farms, Hayden Flour Mill. We also have a horseshoe park and equestrian center, which is something that's also in our department and we run. But if you drive through our town, you might still see horses. There's a definitely a presence of equestrian and equine activity happening within our town. And so I really think that agritainment term fits as well.
Anything to add to that, Constance?
Yeah, I'd be remiss if we didn't throw in the Queen Creek Olive Mill. I know we mentioned it earlier.
Oh, yep, I was thinking that too. I wondered if they kind of fit in because it's slightly different, right? But it's still, I was going to say trees, but of course, I'm at a loss for words. But it fits within that. And the idea of agriculture, working farms, commerce is very exciting to me. What I think of Arizona when I moved here in 79 as a young girl, you know, we were going out to the wild, wild west. And you still are providing that opportunity with just all the neat way you're bringing people into the community and honoring and celebrating those that are still in agriculture. I love it. Is there anything else that I hadn't thought to ask or that you want to mention specifically with regard to the downtown area? I would be remiss if we didn't make sure we focused on that as well, Jennifer, especially since that's your baby. But is there anything else we want to tell our listeners and capture that's exciting for you guys, or do we get it all?
I think we've touched on it and Constance hit on it again with some of the investment that the town council is doing. I did want to talk a little bit about the state land. I don't know if we're kind of venturing outside
Please.
Of the downtown now.
Please.
But, so several years ago, the town annexed in just over 4,000 acres of state trust land. And this really, really is changing the dynamic of Queen Creek. So while we're talking about all this growth that's already happening within populated areas, we also have just over 4,000 acres of completely unpopulated, vast, vacant land. And so my role as an economic developer, you know, with the 7 years that I've been with the town of Queen Creek has really been focused on that retail, the small businesses, obviously bringing in some of those big box retailers that the community wants and that we need for our residents. However, the dynamic has changed just recently with the annexation of that land. And the focus has really been with the State Route 24. We talk about the freeway that sometimes people don't know, but there is the State Route 24. That extension is actually going to come into our community. So we will now be a community that has a freeway. And so again, that changes the dynamic of things. And we've had some really extensive interest from large employment opportunities. And so we're seeing that dynamic shift from that retail component to potentially bringing in a large employer. So that's exciting.
We do the Arizona Tech Council show here at Phoenix Business Radio. Steve Zylstra and I co-host that show together. So we're frequently talking about larger businesses that are finding their way to Arizona and all the great benefits as to why they would want to be here. And very frequently, we're talking about East Valley and you know, not Southern Arizona, but, you know, the Metro Phoenix, South Metro Phoenix, if that's the best. I guess you guys are probably Southeast, right? Yeah, but it's fun to hear from a municipal perspective the things that y'all are doing to let the rest of the world and let the rest of the country know that this is a destination. This is an incredible place to be. Of course, we've got the weather. We've got all the major sports teams and plenty of arts and museums and just that great place to raise a family and to build your business in addition to close access to, you know, LA and San Francisco and that sort of thing. As leaders in your community. Is there anything else that I'm missing for the state of Arizona, let alone the town of Queen Creek, when we talk about the draw for some of those new businesses looking for a place to call home? What else would you consider as a benefit?
We didn't hit on this, but just outside of the downtown core, Queen Creek welcomed its first hotel just over a year ago.
Wow.
And that's exciting in the sense that people can now stay in our community. So we've always had a strong tourism perspective, and we've had that interest, especially with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport that we talked about. But now we're able to keep those people in our town, and that they're able to stay there as well. So that's exciting.
And what hotel is that?
That is a Hampton Inn.
I love that line of line of products, but that hotel line. And that Hampton Inn is a part of, there's a bigger
Hilton.
It's Hilton, right? Of course. Good. That's great. I didn't realize that you had that space, because they don't have to come and have their fun experience and then leave the town to stay the night and then come back the next day. They get to stay. And I'm sure that works out well for families as well, who are expecting visitors in for themselves as well. Is there anything else that, Constance, I think you're going to add something. Were you?
I was. And so you brought up, a place to raise a family. And so we know that the weather is great in Arizona. We're so fortunate to have great outdoors. And, I hate to sound like a broken record, but we just got our results back from our citizen survey. And Queen Creek is a place to raise a family is actually the number one quality that people are rating, our residents are rating. And that goes hand in hand with the local business opportunities. So all the great work our economic development team is doing with bringing those local dining and shopping opportunities and hopefully expanding our employment opportunities as well, as Jennifer has shared. But it also, when you talk about a place to raise a family, we also see our residents looking for those recreational opportunities. And so I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about our wash system here in Queen Creek, because that is beyond our agritainment industry. Our recreation opportunities also make us unique. So we have two natural washes that run through Queen Creek, which is partly why we have such a strong agricultural base, because we have those two washes. But what we've tried to do in the strategic planning and the foresight of our early planners is that they have created those natural washes and built walking paths or multi-use paths along those washes. So as Jennifer shared, we still have equestrians. So the wash bottoms are designed for our equestrian community to walk along the wash bottom. And then along the top of the washes, we have our multi-use paths, so for our bikers, for walking. And you won't see a day where we don't have families out using our wash trail system. And ultimately, they will connect to one another. But currently, our Queen Creek Wash Trail, you can go 10 miles. So if you go out and back without ever having to cross a major roadway. And truly, you see along there, we have three parks. So we have our families going out with their scooters, with their bikes, taking family walks, and they're hitting up some of our local amenities. So they're having breakfast at the bistro, and then they're riding their bikes down to Mansell Carter Oasis Park. So when you look at the totality of what makes Queen Creek so great, it's our business community, it's our history, but it's also our recreational amenities. And that comes from our parks and our trails. And so we're really just excited about what we currently have. And then also recently, our council again has been making some strategic priorities. They're looking to expand our parks and recreational amenities as well. So just a lot of exciting things happening. And when businesses are looking where to locate, I know they're looking at what will our employees do? What will what keeps our patrons happy? And really, our recreational opportunities here in Queen Creek are really awesome opportunities here.
I love that you've highlighted that it's so walk accessibility, because more and more when we look at, again, businesses that are looking for where's a great place to land so that our employees and their families are happy, more and more people are looking at sustainability, right? A variety of things, from autonomous vehicles to being able to walk and dine and explore, to, of course, just taking care of our earth and the longevity of a community. And you've just hit on all aspects of that with how you've described this great town of Queen Creek. Constance is just getting back from a maternity leave, so welcome back. She mentioned that again in that green room. that virtual green room. And I mentioned that one to congratulate you and your family, but also I'm a former educator. I was an assistant principal and third grade teacher for Kyrene School District for years. And so mentioned my kiddos as well. Education is very important to me. I realize that we're not talking to folks involved in the school district directly, but could you speak for a moment just about some of the schools? I don't even know if you have, how many high schools you have and that sort of thing. Could you speak a little bit about that piece since we're talking about families and how important it is that we have that well-rounded community?
Absolutely. So when people think of Queen Creek, they probably think of the Queen Creek Unified School District, which is an excellent school district. That is our primary district in Queen Creek. They currently have one high school in the town limits. They have an additional high school just north of Queen Creek. And then they are getting ready to break ground or have recently broken ground on an additional high school here located in Queen Creek. But what is so nice is that we have so many school options. So we have our Queen Creek Unified School District. We also have the Chandler Unified School District has a high school here in Queen Creek. And then we also have the Higley Unified School District that has several schools located within our town boundaries. Beyond our actual districts, we have a number of outstanding charter schools here in Queen Creek as well. So when you talk about education, there are so many great opportunities for families here in Queen Creek, whether they're going to their district school or choosing a charter school. We really do have some outstanding options for our residents. And then also, as you alluded to, when employers are looking at where my employee is going to be happy, definitely a lot of choice here when it comes to education.
So that leads me to another question I hadn't anticipated asking. So if I'm catching you off guard, just say, hey, don't have the answer for you. We are always proud of all the connections that many of our cities and the county of Wells, as well as businesses, have with our state universities, ASU, U of A, and Northern Arizona. So my first thought, Constance, while you were chatting was, I can't remember where Arizona Preparatory is out that way, but I think it's fairly close to the town of Queen Creek. Are there any direct connections or things in the works as it relates to being involved with the university life, even though they're not, right sitting next to you?
I'm actually going to defer this one over to Jennifer for their work with the community.
One thing I forgot to mention, which is in our downtown, we have a strong partnership with Rio Salado, who has brought a community to the town of Queen Creek.
A university? So sorry.
It's another term that you're probably unfamiliar with, a community.
I love it. So I'm learning so much.
I know, right? You have new terms to use now. But this is an opportunity for our residents to receive that higher education that you're talking about. So while we have great schools, K through 12, we also have the opportunity for our residents to be able to attend the community and receive the higher education opportunities. So I know that they switched a lot of those courses to online over the COVID period. However, I'm assuming that they'll be getting those back to in-person learning, where our residents, again, can go and have those in-person learning opportunities. A side note, Constance and myself and several others at the town of Queen Creek recently received our master's from Benedictine University through the community. So we were able to go into the community located in the downtown of Queen Creek and, meet in person and receive our master's in, I think it was an 18-month program, although it seemed way longer.
Rigorous.
And we did graduate during COVID, so it's still kind of a weird graduation timing. I don't know if we fully celebrated, but it was certainly a great opportunity for us and any of the residents in Queen Creek to be able to receive that higher education aspect of things.
We are so fortunate to have Maricopa Community Colleges and Rio Salado so heavily invested in the success of our residents and their education. Constance, I think I might have cut you off. Was there something you wanted to add to what Jennifer shared?
I was just going to add that, it was such a great experience. And so community really, they're Rio Salado is the lead, and then they provide space with different partner universities. So again, providing that choice for our residents. And as Jennifer alluded to, it was so convenient for us as employees here at the town of Queen Creek. Benedictine offered the evening classes, so we were able to go to work. And then one day a week, we would go over for our in-person learning. And so what a unique opportunity. And it's just, again, tailoring to the different people, the different places of their life, to be able to attend a night class and get our MBA through the community, just an asset to the town.
I'm assuming there was three of you. Is that right? That just got your master's? Was there three?
I think there are six of us.
I think there were six.
I apologize. I don't know who I was leaving out, but for those of you listening, congratulations to all six of you. And all of you graduate then with masters in business. Was it all the same? Wow, that's huge. And in such a quick amount of time, which to Jennifer's point, it probably didn't feel like it that all the time, but that's fantastic. And what, again, a great firsthand example of what the community and the town of Queen Creek are doing on behalf of its residents and its leaders. What other organizations are you involved in? The one that comes to mind that I don't know if you're connected with, but of course we can connect you, would be Local First Arizona. Thomas Barr does his show with us as well as Arizona Technology Council and several other leaders and business owners. Are there other organizations that we need to make sure that we give a shout out and proper time to?
Yeah, so of course, we are partners with Local First and work with Kimber Lanning on a regular basis. And she had several years ago come to our Economic Development Commission and presented. And of course, during COVID, we worked very closely with her so that we could maintain that relationship with our small businesses and some of the membership that have also joined Local First. I also serve as a board of directors for the Arizona Association of Economic Development. So I just wanted to point that out, but we really have a lot of community partnerships that we participate in. I mean, part of our role as economic developers is to really be out in the community. You mentioned in the green room, the Queen Creek Chamber of Commerce. We serve on the board of directors for the Queen Creek Chamber of Commerce and have an excellent relationship with them. And so I would just point that out. I think that we are continuing those relationships and we're obviously always open to more if you have ideas, Karen. But one thing that I also just thought of that I think is important, probably for your listeners specifically, is something that I'm working on now with all of the East Valley communities. So all of the economic development teams for the East Valley communities are coming together to organize an entrepreneurship event for early 2022. We've done that for several years. We did put a hold on it during the COVID timeframe because we really felt like we want that to be an in-person event. So we currently have a tentative date of April 13th, 2022. It'll be held at the Mesa Arts Center. And we are hopeful that we can reach our entrepreneurship community and help educate them on obviously the municipality process, but also give them some really good, you know, resources and advice on how to operate their businesses.
You and I have a coffee scheduled about that very topic at some point in the near future. Let's get through this holiday season, and I would love to see how we can best support you as an entrepreneur.
That would be awesome.
An entrepreneur myself and a great advocate for the East Valley. That's where I live and play and work. Would love to see if I can't help with some of those introductions and help promoting it for you. So would love to do that.
Love that.
Yeah, really pleased that you shared that. I've also just co-founded a organization, a giving circle, 100 Businesses That Care, Greater Phoenix. We're doing it right here at the MAC 6 Entrepreneurial Center. Our first launch is January 19th. So for your listeners who are involved in a nonprofit, or if you're a business owner in the town of Queen Creek and you want to be a champion for a nonprofit, our members, there's no fee to be a member, but once a quarter, you're committing to helping vote on one of three charities that have been nominated that other members have nominated. And then we all make a commitment as business owners to give $250 to that charity that was then selected for that quarter. And of course, the giving, if it's just Karen Nowicki giving $250, that's one thing. But if it's 100 or more giving that, it obviously is a substantial increase to the success and longevity toward their mission. And we're really looking at highlighting those smaller 501c3s who've been around for at least 3 years, but the evening news isn't going to put the spotlight on them because they're just not big enough. They're more boots on the ground. So I want to share that with your organization and your city as well, so that you can make sure you guys send people our way so that we can help them with capital and some of the heavy lifting.
Well, that's really exciting too. I didn't mention this, but speaking of nonprofits, I'm also chair of a small nonprofit located in Chandler and Sun Lakes, Neighbors Who Care. And so I would love to take you up on that coffee offer. And we can talk about several things.
I have no doubt, Constance, you'll have to, you know, break away from the kiddos and being back at work again and come join us. We'd love to have you as well. Well, this has been a fascinating conversation. In the 4 years that I've owned the studio, I have had a great opportunity to talk with many leaders within the municipality that we're representing. And this is the first time for me with Queen Creek. And it is one of my favorite places to go spend the day and spend time. And now I know I can go stay at the Hampton Inn and make it fun or send family there. So it's been such a joy. Before we close out our segment today, I want to make sure that we really have hit all the things that you kind of anticipated while driving to work or walking down the hallway. What is there anything else that our listeners just need to know before we close out today?
So I'm going to jump in ahead of Jennifer because she is being modest. I did also just want to highlight that Jennifer was recognized as the Economic Development of the Year by the Arizona Association of Economic Development this year. So of course we can't close without sharing that. So we are so fortunate here at the town of Queen Creek to have outstanding leadership and our council and our manager, but also just our employees are professional and the best of the best, always working to serve our residents. So I wanted to give a kudos to Jennifer for that much deserved recognition. And then also just huge news in the town of Queen Creek. So we are in the process of launching our Queen Creek Police Department. So as a younger community, we're still operating under the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office contract. So we do have local law enforcement providers here in Queen Creek. But as of January 11th, the Queen Creek Police Department will officially launch. And so again, when we're talking about what employers are looking for, safety is a huge component of that. And so we are launching our own police department. We are so excited about that. And then we just continue to expand our fire department as well. We're in the process of finishing up two permanent stations. Back in 2008, we launched the Queen Creek Fire Medical Department. And some of those stations were temporary stations. And as of spring of 2022, all of our stations will be permanent stations. So just some really exciting things happening with regard to public safety here in Queen Creek. And then we started the show talking about Queen Creek used to feel far away, but not so much anymore. Better roads are ahead here in Queen Creek. So we're investing a lot of money into infrastructure and roadways. So as Jennifer mentioned, the SR24 will be coming to Queen Creek. And we are working hard with our partners. So Pinal County, Maricopa County, City of Mesa to make sure we have those north-south connectors to connect to the SR24. So I know that's a lot.
It's so important, though.
Wanted to just share that. So,
I'm so pleased you did. Yeah, I would have been very disappointed if we had, you know, a couple of hours later gone, oh, shoot, we should have mentioned XYZ. That's critical. My brother is the tactical sergeant for the city of Chandler and have a lot of people in law enforcement in my family. And I'm just always so thrilled to hear when there's growth in that area because it's important to citizens and, of course, the safety and comfort of everybody. So I'm really pleased that you shared that. And please, Constant and Jennifer, that for that matter, when you connect with people in those departments and we're talking about safety, if we could be of service and have some of those leaders on a future segment and give credit where credit is due and let them talk about the great things that they're doing, let us know. You know where to find us. Yeah. Jennifer, so Constance got in there ahead of time. Did she leave any wings for you?
I would just say, while Constance is so gracious to share that award that I won, it really isn't about me. It's about the team that I work with and all of the leadership and staff within the town of Queen Creek. And I know it sounds cheesy, but it's really great to come to work every day and love what you do and love the people that you work with. And that's what happens every day in my life. So it's very positive. And then to your listeners, I would invite anybody to come out to Queen Creek. Things have changed. If you haven't been out within several years, you will probably be quite shocked at the growth and all of the fun activities that we have with our tourism destinations, our new retail components, and our businesses. So I would love to open that offer up to your listeners to come on out and feel free to reach out to Constance or myself, and we'll give you some pointers on where to go and what to do.
Is there a little department of tourism? Or I mean, not, maybe you're too small, but like, who would we go to? The internet is so wonderful, of course. We can go there and quickly find the place to eat, the place to go, entertainment, what's happening. But is there a tourism, somebody in charge of tourism for the town?
So that's actually within our department. So we, our communications, marketing, and recreation director helps spearhead that effort. But again, we work very closely with the Chamber of Commerce here in Queen Creek, and then also Visit Mesa, and we have a partnership with them as well. But we try to keep our website as up to date as possible. So queencreekaz.gov has lots of great resources. And again, to Jennifer's point, we invite people to come out and see all the great things happening here in Queen Creek, all the growth, while also maintaining that small town feel and that agricultural roots here. But I think our website is probably a great resource for your listeners to get started.
And then if I could just mention either Instagram, Facebook, is there somewhere on social media that'd be a fun way to not only share what, you know, we're doing in the town of Queen Creek as well, but where we could find information in addition to your great website?
Absolutely. So all of the above. We have our town sites on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We also, Jennifer runs our downtown page on Facebook. And then we also have a specific handle for Twitter for Invest the QC for economic development.
Oh, you got it all covered. And Jennifer, you and Constance, you both did a great job summarizing our conversation today. The only thing that I would add is that you two are very approachable. And I can't help but think that that's a great reflection of the greater team. And so when you candidly say, hey, reach out to us, let us know when you're coming and we'll point you in the right direction, I know that's a very sincere offer. So thank you for that. It's been, again, a pleasure to get to know you. We are getting together for coffee. I'm coming your way. You'll have to show me around the downtown area and get me a reacquainted with what's happening so I can see it with my own two eyes. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Kara Nowicki right here at the Max 6 Entrepreneurial Center in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Kara Nowicki. Thanks for listening.